From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran officials upset over extension of U.S. sanctions. Iran's top diplomat has strongly condemned a bill that passed the U.S. Congress earlier this week to extend sanctions against the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told Iranian state broadcasters the extension of the sanctions shows the unreliability of the American government to the rest of the world. The U.S. Senate voted on Thursday to extend sanctions against Iran for another 10-year period, prompting several of Iran's top officials to accuse the U.S. of reneging on the nuclear agreement signed by both countries last year. They believe the extension of the sanctions violates the agreement struck between Iran and six other world powers, including the U.S., that constrained Iran's nuclear program. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than the other way around, as some media had reported. Raymond Wu is the managing director of Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan as part of its territory. This is VOA News.